Welcome to the Five Saturdays Train the Facilitator Learning Experience. This is Dr. Dave, your facilitator. In our time together, we will discuss the activities required to lead the Five Saturdays workshop. Leading the Five Saturdays workshop is a team effort and requires coordination and collaboration. The learning experiences of agility with Scrum and Kanban, software development concepts, creative and critical thinking, and job readiness and effective communications are learned and practiced over the five Saturday period. Be prepared for each workshop. This is a critical step in learning facilitation. The information presented in this learning module is designed to help you prepare to lead the five Saturdays workshops. Be open to learn and remember that you will improve with each experience. Our topics include the following: getting ready to start, learning space setup, starting the day, learning facilitation tips, ending the day, measuring the workshop success, and the Five Saturdays workshop agenda. Learning objectives. At the end of this learning workshop, you will be able to organize team members to plan each Five Saturdays workshop, create a list of items needed to lead a Five Saturdays program, review the agenda to lead each workshop, engage students for an optimal learning experience, be ready to facilitate the Five Saturdays workshop, and measure the success of the workshops. Ready to start. To meet the ready to start objective, the team should meet at least 2 weeks in advance to begin planning out the first Saturday. Although a detailed agenda will be provided to you, taking ownership of the execution is your responsibility. So the first thing to look at is the facilitator's pre-planning meetings. Our recommendation is to schedule pre-planning meetings that are 10 to 14 days before each workshop to discuss the agenda and assign the facilitator's role. This helps to organize and manage the flow of the day. Collaboration tools are essential. That helps us to work together and share information. Use a virtual collaboration tool and create a Kanban board. Agile Zen, Trello, and Kanban Flow are a few free Kanban tools available on the internet. Use Google Drive, Microsoft Office 365, or Box.com as a way to organize and share documents. Email is an acceptable way to communicate with the students and facilitators. Make use of social media to build communities, things like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You will be provided a syllabus and agendas for the Five Saturdays program. Use them as a tool to organize and execute the class. Mentor profile. We believe in modeling the future through professionals working in certain industries to attend the Five Saturdays workshop and share their journey. The profile describes the journey of the professional from the place of origin to college and how they got started in the first job. A guideline is provided to help you coach the mentor to provide an engaging presentation for the students. Our recommendation is to have a mentor attend the third and fifth week of the workshops. Learning space setup. You must visit the space you plan to run the workshop in advance to obtain an understanding of the room layout and ensure other electrical and technology support is available. Design a room for comfort and easy access. Verify the Wi-Fi works. Create an attendance sheet and make sure that the students' names are printed and visible, and also have a pen for them to sign in. Make sure their toys like pipe cleaners and Legos, put them on the desk. Place messages in the wall on large post-it notes. Use cups to put pens and other tools that the teams may need. Learning space tools. Use Sharpies or environmentally friendly markers. Make sure painter's tape, post-it sticky note pads, post-it sticky easel pad, paper and watercolor pencils, collaboration tools are accessible to the students. You will also need presentation tools. And with the presentation tools, you need a computer, a projector screen, and if you're doing an IT-focused workshop, you may use something like Alice, and also have games. Games are very essential to engage the students. Support is essential to be successful with leading a Five Saturdays workshop. We recommend 3 to 5 facilitators. Have a great relationship with a nonprofit organization and invite their representatives to attend. Provide water, snacks, and lunch for the students and the facilitators. At a minimum, ensure that you have at least 7 students attending each workshop. Invite other volunteers to help support your effort, like setting up and tearing down and cleaning up. Get the students involved in this process as well. Make sure that they have some level of ownership in the setup process, in the cleanup process. Make sure you have guest speakers or mentor profiles. Set up a welcoming learning space. Create a clutter-free zone. Provide circular seating arrangements. Make sure you have toys available, pipe cleaners, Legos, on each learning workstation. Use colorful design patterns on the walls. A projector and table in the center of the room is very efficient. Make sure you have a projector screen in the front of the room, and if you need to use a wall, do that as well. Ready to start the day. Welcome the students with high fives and a friendly smile. Start on time. Begin each session with prayer, if it's okay with the partner location, to practice God's presence. Alternatively, use mindfulness. Example, simple breathing exercise. Check the pulse of the students. An example of this is to use the Happiness Game Index to exactly see where the students are. Review topics from the last meeting. Learning facilitation tips. Our learning facilitation is designed to create space for the students to learn organically without overteaching by the facilitators. As a learning facilitator, your role is to facilitate learning and not become a teacher in the traditional sense. We believe in the 15 minutes maximum presentation to allow the students room to introduce their ideas and ask questions to create independent or collaborative thinking and learning. The following tips will help you achieve the goals of helping the students learn in an engaging environment. Start your day in the center of the room. Identify at least 5 locations in the room to stand. Identify when you will go to each location. Set the stage by using the following facilitation techniques. Be prepared. Develop and or review each workshop agenda prior to each session. Keep the flow of the workshop activities. Summarize the learnings for the learners. Assign action items. Limit presentations to 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, PowerPoint facilitates the discussion and not lead the presentation. Engage the students by asking questions. Repeat questions asked by the students for the attendees to share in the knowledge. Remember to facilitate learning. Ready to end the day. Lead a retrospective game with students. Actively engage the students to share their experience. What did they learn? What did not work well for them? What are the things that got in the way of their learning? Give assignments for the next workshop. Ensure the students have access to each week's assignment in a virtual location, such as Google Drive, Dropbox. Walk through the assignment with the students. And finally, wish the students good fortunes until next time. Always close on a good note. Perhaps do an additional mindfulness exercise. Conduct a facilitator's retrospective. Discover the good things to keep. Identify what to stop doing. Discern what to improve. And clean up the space and leave it tidy. Workshop measure of success. We believe in measuring our success. So we measure our success in the following way. Ensure students actively participate in the workshops. Make sure they collaborate and work in teams. Give the opportunity to communicate openly. Make sure they plan and develop a story with creative thinking. Elaborate that story using Kanban and Scrum with user stories for critical thinking. Demonstrate Scrum practices in a workshop. Engage a student to develop an animation program in Alice. At the end of the workshops, present the story developed in Alice. Make sure the students take the first and or final quiz to measure knowledge. We want them to complete a resume for the job readiness and effective communications. You've reached the conclusion of the Leading the Five Saturdays workshop presentation. As you work in a team, strive to experience collaboration with others to produce the next product or service. Thank you for setting aside time to enrich your community and life. Until next time, continue to share joy, wisdom, and good fortune.